Maybe the U.S. gets a little sports obsessed. Tom and I certainly do. But if you want true fanaticism, try Argentina, where the passion for soccer and other sports seems to know no bounds. In a city like Buenos Aires, there are myriad professional teams, and covering them all requires an army of sports writers and broadcasters. As NPR's Juan Ferrero discovered, this has spawned a sports reporting industry.
Every day from early morning until late at night, the Superior School of Sports Journalism is packed. 600 students enrolled, most hoping to spend their working lives covering sports. Roberto Bermudez has for years been teaching at the converted ornate mansion in the city center.
Muchos han sido deportistas por ahí frustrados.
Many of them are frustrated athletes, he says, but I always tell them we don't make athletes here, we make journalists. And sports reporters, it seems, are in need in Argentina. While a big U.S. city like, say, Chicago may have two baseball teams, Buenos Aires and its suburbs have a dozen first division soccer clubs, each with its own stadium, fan base, and radio station. Then there's pro basketball, horse racing, the tennis circuit, even professional volleyball. Bermudez says it's an environment that's helped the sports reporting schools flourish. I don't know if any other place in the world has so many of these schools, Bermudez says. Indeed, in Buenos Aires alone, there are about a dozen such institutions. Each year, they churn out hundreds of sports writers, broadcasters, camera operators, web designers, and sports analysts. In Juan Carlos Peralta's popular class, the focus is on the intricacies of soccer, the strategies, the plays, how defense is played, and goals are scored.
Habíamos hablado de la cobertura de la permuta.
Few would know better. Peralta still plays professional soccer for a club just outside Buenos Aires. He's also a graduate of the school. I teach them what I learned as a player, Peralta says, so they learn the concepts and better understand the sport when they watch it. The central idea at the school is to teach students to cover every aspect of sports, to write up game summaries fast, and photograph the big plays. Also, to work as play-by-play men, the guys who have that distinctive way of announcing when a goal is scored. Music marks the start of a mock sports radio program at the school. The focus on a recent night is delivering sports news with peppy banter. Diego Galanternik, age 20, does it with verve, talking about the latest in the soccer world. Like a lot of the students here, he's been crazy about sports since boyhood. So crazy about it that he's a reserve on a professional soccer club. But he says his family told him few succeed at professional soccer, so make sure you have another option in life. That brought him here to learn the ins and outs of covering sports. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.